This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Most of the fashion and style coverage we do on this program is of the higher end variety. Fashion Week in New York or maybe Paris, and how what shows on the runway eventually winds up cheaper, to be sure, on the racks at H&M or Uniqlo. Today, though, a story about fashion in finance and tech. Dress codes, never much of a thing in Silicon Valley, have really relaxed on Wall Street, too, and that's led to the rise of the vest. We're talking dudes here. Men, worn over business casual, often with a prominent company logo, they are becoming a big part of the way that a certain slice of this economy looks right now. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more from New York.
The vests we're talking about are usually fleece or the puffy kind.
Well, they're very warm and comfy.
It just shows off your arms, I guess.
Yeah, I just feel very comfortable wearing it. I mean, go vests.
That's Simon LeCook, Don Correa, and Jason Adams. All three in finance, all three in fleece vests. It's lunchtime in Midtown, and vest-wearing dudes are everywhere, waiting near food trucks, picking up cold brew. Annalise Matsuo is eating lunch with a couple of vest guys herself, and finds the whole vest cult extremely amusing.
They just all walk in little rows together, like little ducklings, and they all look the exact same. I just think it's so cute and funny.
Years ago, it would have been something that you might see worn at Walmart by your greeter.
Susan Scafidi is founder of the Fashion Law Institute at Fordham Law School. She says the dress code in finance has gotten much more casual over the past few years, partly because expensive suits seemed garish after the financial crisis, and when Silicon Valley guys started showing up to meetings in jeans and hoodies, suits seemed a little embarrassing. Goldman Sachs acknowledged what it called the, quote, changing nature of workplaces in a recent decision to relax its dress code. Scafidi says the vest was also a way for companies to slap their logo on a casual piece of clothing and encourage a little camaraderie.
That spread from company to company until it became not only a branding of individual companies, but a branding of an industry.
The vest makes regular appearances in the HBO series Silicon Valley. An Instagram account featuring memes of vest bro culture has piled on 131,000 followers. The account is called Midtown Uniform.
There's something almost militaristic about it.
That's Kelly O'Coyne, an actor in the Showtime TV series Billions. He plays a hedge fund trader named Bill Stern, who goes by Dollar Bill, a nod to his cheap wardrobe, almost always Dockers and a fleece vest, and a nod to the rush he gets out of making money.
I need those funds to flow like the Kankamangus Rapids. I'm ready to rock and roll on full auto right now.
Absolutely.
I think that the bald head and the fleece vest are actually Dollar Bill's source of power.
A power he wields a little too freely.
He has anger management issues. He manspreads like a champion.
This is not an image that some vest manufacturers want to be associated with. The North Face recently refused to fill an oil company's vest order, according to BuzzFeed. The clothing company Patagonia says it's going to focus on selling vests to, quote, mission-driven companies that prioritize the planet. Mark Cohen's a retail professor at the Columbia Business School.
So I can see them taking the view that there are companies out there they just don't want any association with.
Patagonia says its existing clients can keep ordering vests, and the demand for company vests isn't likely to go away anytime soon. Cohen says human beings simply like the affiliation.
Seems to be back in favor to show off the fact that you're a member of the firm.
And who knows, that kind of pride might even bring the three-piece suit back to Wall Street. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.